Join UnitedWeStrike.com Radio on the second Saturday of every month for our live international radio marathon. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why.
Yes, you're listening to United We Strike Radio Marathon on June the 14th, 2014. You have myself, Alan James, from Open Your Mind Radio. That's oimradio.com. Unfortunately, my co-host, Steve, couldn't make it. He had family responsibilities that he had to take care of. So I'll be just doing the show with myself. But we do have a guest on, a chap called Ollie Damigard. And our guest is a prize-winning author, investigator and former journalist. Now, Ollie has been on the show, OIM, but this is his first time being on United We Strike. Good evening, Ollie. How are you?
I'm very blessed, thank you. Great to be on.
No problem at all. I'll just turn you up a bit low. Ollie, for the people, this is your first time on United We Strike, so this is kind of a global audience you're going to be speaking to. And for people who haven't heard of you, I know you've done a lot of radio shows, but for people who actually haven't heard of you, do you want to give us 5 minutes of your background and what you've been involved in and what you've been doing?
Yeah, for sure. I'm a former journalist, like you say, and I spent about 30 years looking into major conspiracies like the JFK assassination, the Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, 9/11, Oklahoma City, and also the assassination of the Swedish Prime Minister, Olof Palme. And this has led me down a very, I don't know what you want to call it, but quite a dark and dangerous, scary road, because I totally devoted myself to find out the truth behind these things. And I spent about 12 years totally digging into the assassination of Olof Palme, and this led me to a point where I had two friends that were helping me. They were murdered in not very nice circumstances, and also I was threatened myself, so I decided to leave Sweden and move to Spain. So this is what I'm just an ordinary guy in one way, even though I'm an author and so on. But my aim is to, as fearlessly as possible, expose the global elite and their agenda and try to heal this beautiful world and make it a better place for us all to live in.
That's the aim for all of us. I think we're all trying to do that in some way. Now, have you been involved in the Bilderberg meeting? Did you say that you were over there, or are you getting involved in it?
No, I was one of the key speakers there. I was invited. And it was a very... I'm sure your listeners know about the Bilderberg meeting, and they know that this group has been around since 1954. And I spent a lot of effort and years into trying to reveal, as many other researchers, the location of their meeting that are normally super secret, the members, and also the agenda. Because once you start understanding and seeing their agenda and who is in there, you will see that the agenda from 1 year's meeting will very much determine how the world develops over the year following. And I have a website called lightonconspiracies.com. I've got a book called Coup d'etat in slow motion that is mainly focused on the assassination of the Swedish Prime Minister, but with all the, I mean, it's a conspiracy that is connected with so many different things, like the, even back to the JFK assassination, the Iran-Contras, the international arms deal, illegal arms deal, drug smuggling, pedophile gang, you name it, it's in there. And the last 200 pages in this book called Coup d'etat in slow motion, it's just the membership list of, or the name list of the members from 1954 and to up to 2014. Because I think this, it's so crucial to expose who is part of it so that we can more and more get a spotlight on this secret world government that has been working in the shadows for such a long time. And this year, there were some people in Denmark that invited me to the Bilderberg meeting, so I flew in from Spain, and I was one of the key speakers at the, not at their meeting, but just outside the hotel in Copenhagen where they were supposed to meet.
Where it was being exposed. Where do you see the world at the moment? We were just talking to, I was talking to Matt earlier, and Kevin was talking about various issues got to do with the population, but where do you, in all your research you've done, where do you see the world at the moment? Where are we?
I think we're in a wonderful, absolute super situation at the moment. After all of these years where I've been, like other researchers and so on, been so alone, you know, it's been such a lone and awful and scary road to walk on your own. And now there's this incredible awakening going on, absolutely incredible awakening. And I feel that we're beyond the tipping point. I think the ship is going down for these people. And I think now you see these people that have thought they were untouchable, they're jumping off, you know, they're leaving the ship. There was Queen Beatrix was one of the first, the Pope was the second, you know, and there's quite a lot of bankers that have left also. And now the Spanish king said, good God, I'm out of here, you know. So I think within a near future, there's going to be quite a lot of, a long row of people abandoning this group. And I welcome the more of them who will have the balls to turn whistleblowers and start exposing what they've been part of. I will totally welcome them.
Definitely. And also, we've heard recently, and I don't know what, I mean, the rumor is that he was going to whistleblow, but apparently one of the Rockefellers was killed in a light aircraft incident on Friday, yesterday.
I have not heard that.
Yeah, one of the Rockefellers was in a private plane, apparently on his own, and he was one of the Rockefellers that were actually going to whistleblow and say what was going to happen. And their favorite thing to do to get rid of people is the old airplane crash. And that was yesterday when there was a crash and he was killed.
I can only say, I don't know the details about this one, but just like I say, I think we're just about to see a long row of people that are going to abandon the ship, and the rest of them will try to stop all attempts of becoming whistleblowers, you know. So I think there's a lot of desperation going on, but I really believe that the dragon has been slain, but what we're seeing is the tail of the dragon just, you know, going everywhere, trying to cause as much... trying to force us in into this dark and very secure place for them,
yeah,
where they can control us. But this, it's just getting totally out of proportion now with all of these staged false flag operations and so-called mass shootings going on a weekly basis. You know, it's just they're trying everything they can, but we're not buying it anymore.
Yeah,
so I think it's excellent.
I think you're right. We're not buying it. The false flag situation, people are just seeing it straight away for what it is and going false flag. And as you say, they are getting desperate. They're getting very blatant. And because of that, they're making mistakes. And it's getting so obvious. And the consciousness of the planet is rising. And in all different levels, from the people on the ground who are saying, hang on a minute, I'm not paying any more of these taxes. This is ridiculous. To the people, you know, the bigger picture. Now, we've seen it, you know, a mask in the last 10 years. We've seen a massive escalation of what the Illuminati or what the New World Order are doing, trying to bring everything in. And as we say, blatantly, sometimes right in your face. And I'd like to think, as you say, the dragon is slain and the tail is just knocking about. And they're like a bit like a trapped rat, really. You know, they're in the corner and they know they can't go anywhere, but they'll still fight tooth and nail. And that's what's happening at the moment. If you had, what would you say, if you had a kind of a crystal ball, what would you say? Would you say next year, 2 years, 5 years, what would you be saying would be, you know, near enough the time to take them down?
For one thing, I'm not into taking anyone down or, you know, spread fear or death or destruction or anything like that. That's their game. What I am into is totally and fearlessly exposing what's going on. Because by total exposure, they will not be able to pull it off anymore. And the main thing is that this madness stops. You know, this world has had enough of all these atrocities and caused wars. And there's so much that has been done by design. You know, the whole financial collapse, all of these wars. When you look into them in great details, I mean, I dedicated my life into finding out the details. And I tell you, what people... like the Bilderbergers and other groups, in the closer you get to the top of this power pyramid, the more involved they are. And I mean, I think if we can neutralize these groups, this world will automatically turn into an absolute stunning place. You know, it's nature and the rest of us are designed for total harmony, for balance. If you look at nature, if we don't mess it up, it's just designed for absolute beauty. And it's the same here. I think that we have been set up for all of this chaos and conflicts and destruction and so on. And this has been going on for a long, long time. But one of the key players at the moment are the Bilderberg Group and other people way up in the top of this power pyramid. But actually, they're, I must say, indirectly, by being so dark and so-called evil as they are in their agenda, they're doing us a favor because they're really helping us to wake up. At the same time, without them, there would not be this awakening going on. So I don't think it's a matter of 5 years or 2 years. It's getting, you know, it's just speeding up. I would say within the next 6 months, you're going to see an incredible development for the better. And I tell you, I can't wait. I'm just going to celebrate and see this beautiful thing come alive.
I totally agree with you. I mean, yes, I suppose taken down is the wrong word. Basically, it's just people waking up and saying no more. It's the power of the people and the positive energy. And once, you know, the game is up for these people, and I do feel that we are past the tipping point. And I think we're ready. We are, you know, enough's enough. So much has been going on with the planet. And we're just hitting the end of it now. I'd like to think we're hitting the end of it now, where, you know, fingers crossed anyway. I mean, I know they're still trying to bring in what they bring in. We've got Fukushima, we've got chemtrails, we've got all the poisons in the food, we've got the wars in the Middle East, Ukraine is going on there. I'm not too sure about Russia and Putin and whether he is fighting against the system or whether that's just a smokescreen and he's part of it. You see all the troops being rolled out in America and, you know, and across, you know, across Europe as well. You hear certain things, the likes of, you know, the Cobras and the James Gillilands and the Benjamin Fulfords. Sometimes you just don't know what to believe. How do you filter the information? How do you just walk out what resonates with you, or how do you do it?
It's a very tricky thing you're asking about, because there's so much truth being spread out there, but there's also so much total false information being spread, but also a mix sometimes of the both. So it's very, very difficult to know, and it's only by, I hope that my 30 years down the line will help me to separate from what is right from what is wrong, and a tricky one. But what I try to do is stay out, don't go too deep into being carried away by too much details. In one way, it's very important when you study one case, you know, then maybe you need to go very deep into details to be able to extract the truth. But it's at the same time, when you look globally, it's very easy to just think like, oh my God, it's too much, you know, I can't handle it. And if you go depressed and you go low in energy and you just start spreading all this negative energy out to your friends and family, so everybody, they can't stand you. It's like, come on, just please shut up, you know, that type of thing. It's the wrong way to go. So I think it's very important to focus on raising your energy so that you can cope with these situations. I mean, cope with meeting the police or people in uniform fearlessly. I'm not talking about being a wimp, you know, or anyway. I'm talking about standing up, but not hitting back, but standing up in truth and just saying, we're not taking it anymore. We're not doing it. Whatever you want to go to war, please be my guest. You go, Mr. Henry Kissinger. I would love to see you in boxer shorts and a pair of boxer gloves, but we're not going, you know. We just stop participating. This is not a game for wimps, because they will try to force you by all means, but it's by us saying enough is enough that will just stop it.
Definitely.
And the more of us, if that is only a handful, that's one thing, but now we're getting to a point where it's like millions of people are starting to see what's going on and are just saying, listen, we're not buying it anymore.
Yeah, definitely. So, I have to say, you know, when you have the people like Bill Gates and they're focused on the eugenics program and they're saying we have to reduce the population, and, you know, I'm a big believer of leading by example. So, Mr. Gates, take the step first. Show us what you mean by that eugenics program. But does that happen? I don't think so.
It never does. We are the cannon fodder. They never send their own children. They never do. I mean, we're talking extreme cowards in my world. You know, like, how cowardly is it to order wars, to order drone attacks, to sit in nice, you know, office rooms and just order elimination of people in a country where you don't even have to face the, you know, or see the awful things you're doing. I mean, we're talking cowardice on a scale that is unreal, you know.
Well, they said it in, you know, Fahrenheit 9/11, the movie, when 42 senators were interviewed and asked, were their children in Iraq or Iran, not Iraq, Afghanistan, only one out of 42 said his child was over there.
Yeah, and did anyone check if that was true? Do you know, it's like, it really is not the template they use, because normally they send us. So whatever it is that needs to be done when there's any type of danger or risk, they send other people.
Oh, no, that was only one of the children was over there, right? The 42 senators that had children, only one of the children from one of the senators was over there. All the other kids weren't over there.
And I would at the same time also ask, what type of job was he doing over there? Because there are lots of, I mean, you can be a combat soldier, you know, but you can also be the one sitting in an office over there in Baghdad or whatever, taking care of linen and these type of things. That is also being a soldier abroad. But this is the way it is normally, you know. They use us.
That's right.
And I think it's enough.
Yeah, it's basically, I mean, the way we see it, and Detlev was saying it earlier on in his show, that, you know, it's basically one gang against another gang. It's one rich man protecting his property and his assets against another rich man who has property and assets. And they use us as cannon fodder to fight between each other. That's really what it boils down to. It's gangs. I mean, it's just, you know, different gangs trying to dominate each other. I mean, the history hasn't changed. Years ago, we had village against village. Now we have country against country, and it's the gangs within the countries. And that's the way, that's what's happening. And we're used as pawns. And it's just funny how the likes of the police and the army are being used as pawns, and yet a lot of them don't actually see it. They're being conditioned so much, maybe NLP, that they just don't see that they're being used. And they use the old Nuremberg excuse, saying, well, I'm just doing my job, which is, to be honest with you, is not really an excuse.
I totally agree. And this is why I tell you, the last 2 years I've been on countless international radio interviews, and many times I speak directly to people in uniform, people in police officers and so on. If I give speeches in place, I often address the police and so on, not in an aggressive way at all, but in a way to open up for them to please inform themselves about whose agenda they are serving, because they're the one protecting this group of absolute super gangsters from normal people like you and me, and where their job actually is to do the absolute opposite, you know. So it's so important for all of us to inform ourselves about what is going on, study history, see where these key players come from, see that they have been very active during their careers. These are not, you know, white-haired old guys that just pops up from nowhere, you know, in the parliament or in the White House and so on. These people have been around for a long time, and they have proven their loyalty to the agenda by dipping their hands in blood. I mean, we're not talking pretty things, really ugly, ugly stuff, many of them.
Do you think they're all kind of, not all, but you know, we talk about the satanic side of things and how ritualistic they are in the way, you know, they do things. I mean, we are aware that the rabbit hole goes very deep. How deep have you gone down that rabbit hole?
I've gone I've gone very far down there, but at the same time, I try to avoid that area, because once you start talking about satanic rituals and so on to normal people, they just go, their face goes totally blank, and they stop listening. And there's no need to force that down anyone's throat, especially if they're not prepared, you know. But it goes down that road for sure. I would say many of these things, I think, like, most operations they carry out, and they're very compartmentalized, you know. Each player only knows their little part and their little rule. And it's the same even if you get up in the top, like in the Bilderberg group. I think to a certain extent up there as well, this group is compartmentalized as well. So you got the steering committee. They know the agenda. Their order comes from even higher up, but they're very aware of the agenda. But then many of the other players that are just being invited for a year or two, they don't know the whole picture. They know their part, and they're just like, you know, they feel really good to be with the big boys and so on. But what happens, the higher up they go in this power pyramid, they are, I would say, compromised very often. You know, they get invited to sex parties, they get invited to, well, often these type of things, or Freemasonry rituals.
Yeah.
And these are very often being filmed and recorded, so that if somebody suddenly starts and saying, well, listen, guys, I'm not in for this one, I'm getting out, or I'm going to, you know, tell the press or whatever, they've got him by the balls, you know.
Yeah.
They just, excuse me, just before you make that phone call, can we please show you a film? And then they show, you know, it's just like J. Edgar Hoover did. He used the FBI to a major point to just collecting evidence against the country's own members. And it's the same. Every country I look into, they're using a part of the Secret Service in that country to collect evidence to keep people shut down, you know. And this is very often when you look into big conspiracies, there's almost like a secondary conspiracy of silence that follows. You got the official story, and that story is always, well, it was a lone crazy guy or a lone crazy group, and they did it for no reason. They just carried this terror act out, and boom, boom, boom. But
And do you think, obviously, we know they do this, as you say, what's his name, who was the chap in Italy who was famous for his bonga parties, is it?
Do you know, you got Jimmy Savile?
Jimmy Savile, yeah, over Savile in the UK, yeah.
In England, you got them in Sweden, you got them in Italy, you got them, but they're just, it's just on the surface, because these things are connected on an international level. This is very, very important, I think, to understand that we're not talking about something going on in France, something differently going on in Germany. We're talking about key people being invited from each and every single country, being invited into these hidden brotherhoods like the Bilderberg Group and so on. And that is where it all happens. And this is where the evidence is collected against them, so that there's absolutely no way for them to get out. So I really pity many of these people, because I think at the moment they're in an impossible situation.
Definitely.
I think they have major problems sleeping at night, I think. Oh, because if you look at it, they will fear that if it comes out what they've been up to for decades, we're just going to chase them down the street and string them up, you know.
Definitely.
But that is not the way to go, in my opinion. You know, when you study revolutions, history-wise, revolution, listen to the word, it repeats itself. And very often the people taking over become even worse than the people before. So
The problem is, Ole, and I know it's probably the wrong thing to do, but if you say that to a father who had a son or his daughter abused by somebody, it's going to be very difficult for that anger to turn around and go, well, I'm going to forgive this person. You know, I mean, you have to, you know, put it in context as well. I mean, it's, these people are sick, and it's not as if they want to go off and get cured. They are fundamentally psychopaths. They lack empathy and are just sick, and they will never be cured, never want to be cured. So, unfortunately, yeah, you know, I mean, there is a level of taking an eye for an eye, and I know, you know, if everybody goes around doing that, soon everybody will be blind. But at the same time, you know, if you say that to, if a father finds out that our son or daughter has been abused and he has the opportunity to do something, you can't blame him or her for doing that.
Absolutely not, but that's not what I'm talking about either. I'm talking about doing it like, for instance, the Truth and Reconciliation Committee in South Africa, how they let people from the former white apartheid regime come to court and go totally clean to get an amnesty or take whatever jail sentence they were sentenced to, but get the truth out there. To be able to heal the country, you know, to let the former torturer meet the victims, to let them meet eye to eye, and when that happens, I'm not talking about letting them off the hook in any way, but totally confronting them, totally exposing what's going on, totally letting them feel the pain from the family of the victims and so on, instead of hiding away. Mm. And what happens in these circumstances are very often that there's a healing process started. And when you look at a country like South Africa, what they went through for so many years and all the pain and atrocity that was committed, that you need at the same time to focus on a solution. You know, you can kill the old ones, but I tell you, when you kill someone yourself, it stains your soul. It goes with you. It is not something that is good for you. Even if it's right for you to do, I have no solution for this. I can only have an opinion. This is not a time for wimps. This is a time of big challenges. At the same time, I think it's a super incredible time to be alive, because this is when it's happening. This is when the showdown is, you know, between the good and the evil, the light and the dark. This is the time. We're at a time where we've never, ever been before. And I think we have, if we got the balls to stand up at this time and carry this out the way it should be carried out, we have an incredible opportunity to bring the world to the next step, you know, in evolution.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I was going to say, finishing on a positive, but I do believe that we are past the tipping point, as we said. We are seeing a wake up. Let's hope more people wake up, maybe in the 6 months, with the certain energy changes taken on the planet. And people are beginning to be more aware. We know for a fact that the mainstream media, or the lamestream media, we are the mainstream media now, because we are telling the truth. And we know that the newspapers and the mainstream media, and people are switching off in droves. They're not watching the TV anymore. They're not buying the newspapers, because they know that the information is incorrect. It's wrong. It's propaganda. I mean, propaganda didn't stop in 1945. They carried it on, but people are beginning to become aware of what's going on, and they're going on the internet for the answers. Now, we have to be careful what you read, obviously, because on the internet, there's as John Irwin famously said to us, if you bury the truth in a barrel full of lies, it's very hard to find it. But the truth is out there, as you say, in X-Files, and you just have to use your own, whatever resonates with you, and use your own discernment, I think, is the thing that we have to do. But we've reached that time of the interview, Alain. Thank you for coming on. Give everybody else your website again and your book and where they can contact you, because I know we've Matt, who's one of our main man here in United We Strike, he's contacted me and said, oh, I'd love to have Ole on my show. So I passed on your details to him. But give us out your details there.
Okay, my website is called lightonconspiracies.com. And I've got several books. The one that is mostly connected to this thing is called Coup d'etat in slow motion. And I'm really grateful if people want to follow my work and so on. Just sign up for my newsletter or become a member or whatever and help me do this. I'm willing to stand in the line of fire. I'm willing to risk my ass. I'm willing to do all the hard things that is necessary. If you need me anywhere, just call me. If I can, I'll be there. No
Brilliant.
Doubt.
That's brilliant. Go ahead.
If it would be okay, I would just like to end this with a prayer.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not a religious person, but this is what I truly believe in. May the entire universe be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May everyone, and especially the ones who heard us, be filled with peace and joy, love and light, victory to that light. Because it's only by healing them as well, you know, these people with these very, very dark holes inside them that they've tried to feed with greed and all of these very dark desires for such a long, it does not work. Until they are healed, they will continue with their awful deeds. So we need to heal them as well, and that's the way to move forward. And everyone, I would say everyone, do not paint, just point blaming fingers. You know, we're all part of this. We have all been part of this by being asleep for such a long time. I mean, really, it's like, come on. It's not on anymore to be asleep, you know. It's been every day we're asleep, people are getting hurt, you know, internationally, and all of these unjust wars and things, that awful things that are going on. So this is not a time for wimps. It's not a time to get another slice of pizza and change the channel. This is a time to wake up, stand up in truth and say, I am not taking this anymore, and I will do whatever I can to make this a better place to live. You can, not everybody has to do these type of things, you know, to reveal conspiracies or chase the, you know, like track down assassins or whatever, somebody like, that is my task and other people like that. But what you, everyone, single one can do is try to make people around you live by example, make life a better place for them to live as well, you know, to raise your energy by helping other, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, I'm going to have to leave it there, Ole. We have to can go into the next guest. But listen, no, I totally agree. We need a service to others. I think that's where we need a society. If we had a society of service to others, we'd have a much better society. Thanks again for coming on. Much appreciated. Right, just after, that's okay. Just after the break, we want to have Lars and Jesse on Are You Being Chipped? We'll catch you after this.